Thank you for calling the Hera Laxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to this. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And now, was it you that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years, or was it a family member?
It was myself.
Very sorry to hear that. Which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Very sorry to hear that. Let me go to this next section here. And then what date were you diagnosed?
January 14th.
January 14th of 24?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
And what state are you in?
My voice is going in and out. I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, I hear it's cold there right now, right?
It is, and I have a sinus infection. That's why my voice is going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you guys getting snow?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
We're out of the clear for that.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're out in California, so obviously it's not as cold as you guys are, but we're dipping down to like the low 40s early morning. So that's like
oh
cool.
Yeah, well we've been in like the 30s, the 20s all last week.
Oof, no, thank you. That's too cold. But real quick, so what medical center or hospital were you diagnosed at?
Asperia is in Elmer. New Jersey.
Okay, let me look it up here. How do you spell Asperia?
Asperia. Asperia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Medical
okay.
Center, Elmer.
I see it here. Perfect.
So it's
thank you.
ELMER.
The
okay.
One on Front Street, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Anna, what was her last name? Hansen.
Okay, Dr. Anna Hansen, thank you.
Yeah, OBGYN.
And just to confirm here, you used the hair relaxers of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer, is that right?
Yeah.
And on average, about how many times a year would you say you use the product?
Oh, at least 4 to 5 times.
Okay. And you're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes, I am.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And then while you were taking the... Knock on wood. And then...
Right.
Were you ever... while you were using the product, were any friends or family exposed to it and ended up getting sick like you or no?
No.
Okay. And then roughly around what year would you say you started using the product?
Oh, at least... I have my computer going off. About 2003.
Oh, wow, a long time.
Yeah.
So like 21 years. And then you stopped. You stopped earlier this year when you were diagnosed. I take it.
I stopped when of course.
Okay, of course.
They have no hair.
Now, were you usually mostly using it at home or at a salon, getting it done at home?
No. So normally, when I get my hair relaxed, I go to a salon.
Okay. And then, do you recall what brand they would use primarily on you, of the hair relaxer?
L'Oreal, the Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay. And then, just to confirm here, obviously, you used it, and I apologize in advance. Some of those questions might sound silly because you kind of gave me the answer, but just for compliance purposes, I have to re-ask. I know you used it for over 20 years, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then, what kind of treatments have you been given?
Radiation. What's it? My brain is like out of whack.
Okay, so like
Chemotherapy.
chemo. Okay. And around
Yeah.
what date did your treatment start?
It started earlier this year, so like January-ish.
Okay. We'll put January 30th of this year as a placeholder date if that's okay. And then
Okay, that's fine.
was the same doctor that diagnosed you the same one that treated you as well, Dr. Anna Hansen, or was it a different one?
No, it was someone in the system though. What was his name? What does that mean? I can't think. Give me one second. Let me think. Let me think. Dr. Minty.
Spell that, please.
MINNITI.
M I N N I
Oncologist
N
here.
I. Okay.
PI, yes, the oncologist here.
And same at Inspira.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me
No
put
problem.
in the same address here.
Yeah. Same place.
And then, can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay, and then I have you as AMY, Amy, and then last name BEVERLY, Beverly. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I see the email aabrams27 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then your cell 856-215-8242.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And what is your current mailing address?
627 North Delaware Street. That's in Paulsboro, PAULS. BORO, New Jersey, 08066.
Perfect. Thank you. And then we're just about done here. Just a couple more sections. This next one just asks, if you'd like to put down an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be
Nah.
contacted. No? Okay. Let me put NA here. And then the last portion is for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
Okay. My who?
Your date of birth?
Oh, 7/22/1983.
7/22/83.
2/2/1983. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the social?
164-64-6979.
Okay, I will read that back to you. You said 164-64-6979.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you an automated DocuSign. It's going to come to you electronically via email and text message. You can open it up either way. It'll take you to the same spot. I won't be able to see
Okay.
what's on your screen, so if you're not sure where to tap, to take you to the next place, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you. But that does show sent on my end. Let me know if you didn't get it, and I can try resending it.
Yeah, I obviously did.
Okay.
Okay. So I just signed it and
Yep, it'll,
ended it.
yes. So once it lets you tap a yellow finish button, let me know if it goes through. If you tap it and nothing happens, we might have missed a signature somewhere.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see it. Okay, it's gonna pass.
Let me upload here. Yep, you're all set. So in about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm will reach out to you themselves to introduce themselves. And then they're also going to double check the work we sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. And even though their call will be shorter, it'll be a more important call because once they reconfirm everything with you, then they'll tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you're
okay.
all set for now, and then it's the start of the week, so have a good, restful, easy week, okay?
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.